Hey, thanks for calling in. Is this Jonathan?
Yeah, it is. I missed, I had, the phone was going on the other side about the same time you called too.
Oh, geez, no worries.
You still there?
That happens. I'm here, yes, sir, absolutely, not a problem. Thank you for calling in. And I just sent over, I left a voicemail, I should say, on your inbox there, but you could kind of disregard that. I was just leaving over my number, letting you know the good news. And, yeah, yeah, that was just me, but you could kind of disregard it. But, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Just to
okay,
let you know,
that's right.
Yeah. We did get the approval. We were able to lock in that website, included for free, a no additional charge, and then the pricing is reduced to just $149 for that local platinum. So it covers the Google Maps to get you a nice good amount of traction, but it's not meant to overwhelm you. It's more of a local campaign to pick and choose
yeah.
the specific areas you want to target.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how much information are you going to need?
Yeah, all we have to do is create the profile. We're just going to verify the business information. It's just general information like areas you want to cover,
okay.
specific keywords, any specific car or any product that you want to target. We want to make sure that we represent you properly. And then if you want us to purchase the old domain that you had before, like the .com, we're going to do the purchasing for you. And it's all included with that $149 package. And
what if it's still there? It was,
yeah.
There's, I think it was Firetronics, Locktronics, or something. It could have been AAA LFX. I'm trying to remember. It's been a while. But I think it might have been Firetronics instead of Locktronics. I ran both businesses. I was doing the security, but I was doing also fire with it.
Ah, okay. I see. Would you want to just
so I had
keep it as the old one? Or you want to
well,
just
I don't know
Locktronics.com?
Locktronics.com, I don't remember what that one looks like. I know the other one, Firetronics, I remember I had a lot of metadata and different things in there. I put a lot of words in there, so anytime they searched, you know, if they punched in magnetic lock, you know, they'd get me.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we should probably use the Firetronics, probably because it has the more impressions and it's been around for the longest and has the most.
How can you find it?
Yeah, what they'll do is there's a database, and they'll basically look in, they'll type in the exact domain that you want, and if it's available, they'll purchase it for you. And if it's not, we'll just find something that's close to the old domain and then purchase that for you and then start creating the content with our 2022 site.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then,
Go ahead.
No, I was going to mention, yeah, we'll send over everything in writing. So you get a welcome email with your updated pricing that it's $149. You're also going to have login credentials, so you have access to make changes. You can look at analytics and algorithms. And also make any changes to photos. So if you want to switch over a photo for the listing, you want to switch over the hours, you have access to do so with just a push of a button whenever you need to. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think you probably
have
before and after pictures, right? Or...
not what I've got anymore. I haven't paid any attention in a couple years, you know. As far as that goes on the website, I wouldn't even think. Actually, what did I see? Oh, I remember I had called my old number. I came back in a year and a half ago and from Afghanistan, and I called my old number that I'd had, and
yeah.
some company back east was answering that phone number, and they were a lot company. Yeah. So they were going in and probably purchasing numbers, you know what I mean, from companies out of business. And, of course,
right.
all their customers would be calling, you know what I mean. They had a deal going there.
Yeah, no
Never
problem. We can definitely look into that for you. Again, that's why we're here, to make it a lot easier to create that presence online. And we're going to do all the, you know, analytical research, analytical legwork as far as making sure the domain, the numbers that you want published are available. So we
yeah.
have everything specifically how you like it. And what my job, and then what I'll do is create the profile. I'm just going to verify the business info, what I have on file, just to make sure we have everything correct and accurate for your campaign. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you'll have a client interview with the tech. Really nice, really smart. They'll ask you about the website. If you need photos, we also have high-quality photos in-house for the advertising and also the cities and areas and keywords you want to target for the Google page.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I had actually I have three phone numbers. I have a phone number for each of the three areas that I've been advertising in. And they don't use them. Yellow Pages, they use some crazy tracking number. And, I mean, I went and actually got two other phone numbers local to the areas that I wanted to advertise in, just so I had a local number so they would feel more like they were talking to somebody right there.
Sure,
and, sure. And I don't, like I said, the phone company, the Yellow Pages, they ended up using a tracking number. And it's like when you call it, it says press 1 to be connected. And then it gave, I think that's what it said. It was weird. So I had actually talked to her recently. I was saying, what happened to my two phone numbers I gave you for those other two areas? And she said, well, they're using the tracking things and we can't really change it right now or something. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
I was stepping on that last year.
It's much better to use your primary line and keep it consistent with just one number across the internet. Because what you don't want is someone looking at a different number with your name and then them being confused on what number to call. So absolutely, we're going to make sure everything is consistent with the name, address, and
phone. But actually on the internet site, if it said Biloxi, it gives the town areas. It'd be like Biloxi Gulfport would be this number, 228, because that's a local area code, Biloxi Gulfport. And then Picayune or Pearl River County and Bay St. Louis and all that stuff is in the Picayune thing. That's a 601 number. And then there's St. Tammany Parish, which is in Slidell, which is on the North Shore. And
I have it all noted here. Awesome. That's what I'm going to create here is just verifying. And Google, they do allow just one number for the first page listing. Jonathan, would you like to use
the
601? 590 number, or is there a different
number? That's the main
number.
No, it's 601-510-2404, yeah.
Yes, sir. No problem. And then just to verify the business name and how you want it to appear on the first page of Google, I have Locktronics. Is that correct?
I actually, in Yellow Pages, I use A1, but Locktronics will be fine.
Sure. Whatever you prefer, we can change it or adjust it. And there's no...
I added the A1 years ago because alphabetical, they used to, when the phones were searching on Yellow Pages, it was alphabetical and numerical.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's why all the people would have A1 and this and that. I don't know how old you are, but...
I do. I remember doing that. Yeah, you'll see the AAA. A lot of people will use AAA or A in the beginning of their name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But no, just leave it at Locktronics. That's fine.
Sure. I love that name. Great name. And then we are.
My Yellow Page listing is A1 Locktronics.
Oh, okay. And we could go in and adjust that and change it if you want to just leave it Locktronics just so everything is consistent across the internet. Absolutely. That's not a problem. That's something
that's
you can
do. Yeah, that's fine.
I have it noted here. No problem. And then we are going to send over a welcome email with everything in writing, your updated pricing. You're also going to have login credentials. You have access to make adjustments, look at analytics and reviews you're generating with our campaign. For
mm-hmm.
you, Jonathan, what's
yeah.
the best email address to send over everything in writing?
It's A1. F is in fire, S is in Sam, engineers@gmail.com. So it's A1, F is in fire, S is in Sam, engineers, that's plural, at gmail.com.
Yes,
and I don't have my computer with me right now. I've got a different computer with me, which I can't get on their network. All I've got is my phone right now.
Oh,
I left
no
the house this morning without my own personal one.
Sure. Yeah, you don't need to be
I've
in front
got
of
another
computer
one with me, but yeah, I've got another one with me, but it's on Johnson Controls network, so I really can't do any of my own stuff on it.
Oh, no worries. And just to repeat it, I have a1fsengineers@gmail.com.
That's it.
Thanks, sir. And then just to organize the campaign on our end, what's your last name, Jonathan?
James, J-A-M-E-S.
James, thank you, sir. And then as far as the business hours and how you want it to appear on the first page of Google, what hours are you open for service calls and phone calls?
normally it'd be probably 7 to 5, but I do offer emergency service. I'm not crazy about going out on lockouts and stuff like that anymore. It's such a nightmare after hours. Sometimes you really get to get messed up.
A little dangerous.
So I would put emergency service. I don't know how you put that, but
yeah,
if it's after, if it's 5:30 or 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock, and they call me and say, "Hey, I'm locked out of my car. I lost my keys." I'll respond on a lost key thing, but a lot of times the lockouts I won't do because they take off on you. They call 4 or 5 people, do all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah, so, look for a quote. No worries, yeah.
Is there a way to put emergency service?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, is there a specific service that you want just for emergency service? You said it's just the lockouts, or what was it again? I'm sorry?
No, I don't want the lockout.
Yeah.
I don't think they call me, though. I respond to them, and I tell them what to do. If they need a tow truck, a lot of those tow truck drivers that are right there, they come right out and open your car.
And we could put – what I recommend is putting emergency services up to 8 p.m. That way they know there's a limit to –
That would work. Yeah, that would work. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then once you're done with the job, I mean, clients, how can they pay you? Are you accepting just check and cash, or do you accept Visa, MasterCard, or Zelle, or Apple Pay?
Yeah, I check. I use Square.
Okay.
Square. I can take a phone card over the phone, or I can swipe it through the little card reader that plugs into your phone, that kind of thing.
Nice. Very nice. So I'll put all forms accepted. Perfect.
Right.
And if you ever want to make any changes, Jonathan, say you want to switch over a form of advertising, like free estimates for veterans, maybe you want to switch over the hours you're open, or a form of payment that you're accepting, or maybe just a photo for the website, any adjustments or changes are all included with the website and first page campaign, just for future reference whenever you need to, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir. And what I'll do here, I'm going to go ahead and apply the credit here so we could lock in the $149 price. Also, since we have you in at a reduced rate and we're also applying a credit for a website, we'll read off a 90-second voice verification. And this part's just on a recorded line. It just outlines the service agreement, that it's month-to-month, there's no contracts or added surcharge or tax. And this part's just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to apply the credit here. And in terms of securing the campaign for the $149, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
I can use American Express.
Okay. And name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
It's my name. It's Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, last name James.
Thank you, sir. And the card number, whenever you are ready, Jonathan, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
3798-44-43-38-41-008.
Thank you, sir. Expiration, month and year?
Expiration is 0725.
0725. And the code on the back of the card or the front of the card, I believe?
I think the front one says, 1366? It's a four-digit code.
Yeah, yeah. Usually a four-digit with the AMAC. So, yeah, 1336?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The billing. Thank you. Billing address for the card is the same as the office, 12476?
Yeah, it's the same. 12476 Cedar New Case Road, yeah.
Thank you, sir. The zip code is 39466, just to verify.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
All righty. And perfect. What I'll do here is I'm going to go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. Within about 2 to 3 minutes while we're still on the phone together, you're going to be receiving a text and then also an email with everything in writing, your updated pricing, your terms, that's a locked-in payment, you'll have a website included with the local platinum package. And I'm also going to read off the voice verification now, and it just outlines everything we talked about against the updated price. So give me 1 second. I'm just going to grab the paper so we can read it off verbatim. Okay, Jonathan?
All right.
Thanks so much. All right, again, it says, Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it states to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A1 Electronics. Electronics.
Yeah. No worries. Perfect. As long as you said it both, that's perfect. And it says, are you, it says, please state your name and your title within the business.
Jonathan James, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, and as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Right. I can kind of quickly explain that. I mean, Jonathan, if anybody calls you and they offer a similar service where they want to lock in Google Maps, optimize you for keywords, target specific areas, if they want to lock in Facebook, directory submissions, rebuild your website, if you hear things that sound similar, just give us a call before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two things you already have with us, okay?
I got you.
Thank you so much. And then last part, second part, here's this for your payment. An initial term, an account setup, will be charged on today's date, which is September 6, 2022, and the discounted amount of just $149. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement would automatically renew each month on the same day, the 6th, and the same discounted amount of just $149. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your programming at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just, yes, sir. It just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All righty.
I was sick for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I was going to mention, I just want to give you some time to kind of catch your breath.
I didn't have COVID. Yeah, I don't think I had COVID, but I inhaled a bunch of dust. Tile, they were cutting tile and laying tile, and I think I was working right near the guy, and I didn't pay any attention, and the cloud of it, and I was sitting in there breathing, and I think it caused me to, I don't know, I coughed and coughed and coughed for the last couple of weeks. I'm getting over it, though.
Yeah, that's good. No worries. Absolutely. And I just wanted to make sure you're all right. And, yeah, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I know in my heart it's going to be a phenomenal campaign. I mean, there's no question about it. Yeah. Next order. Yeah, absolutely. And then you'll get a quick text message and a quick email here any second now with just a welcome text just showing you our terms and conditions. It'll have a live link where it asks you to click here to view everything that's included with the programming. And next order of business is just locking in your client interview with the tech. And really nice. They're really smart, Jonathan. They're just going to cover keywords, areas you want to target, any specifics you'd like for the website, you know, just to make sure we represent you properly across the internet, okay?
Okay.
And let me just open up their calendar here and just check their availability. Typically, those phone calls with the text takes about 15 to 25 minutes. So I know you're kind of busy with your day, so it shouldn't take up too much of your time.
Probably be better to do it like Friday. Or if I'm traveling, I'm usually traveling Thursday evening.
Sure, whatever works best.
Next week, you know, next week is whatever works for you.
We're pretty open.
Like I
for
said,
the
it's better probably in the evening.
Yeah, we have Friday afternoon here, 5 o'clock. Would that be a good time to call you?
This Friday afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Coming up.
Between 5 and, yeah,
that
five.
Would work.
Okay.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, and they're really nice.
Well, do I need to have some keywords and some areas and that kind of stuff, zip code?
Yeah, I mean, if you like, if there's specifics that you want to target, yeah, have those ready. Of course, we don't expect you to know about zip codes and analytics and algorithms. You could just say, hey, guys, I like this city, this area, this type of product and service. Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll be the one doing the back-end analytical research for you, so you don't have to worry about any of that. So, yeah, just general knowledge questions about your business. And Absolutely. If you need photos, like I said, we have high-quality photos in-house, but I'm sure you have some photos you want to use. And then also, you'll have a tracking dashboard. So if you ever want to adjust photos, check, and see exactly what's going on with impressions and reviews, you could always log into that dashboard. It's one of my mm-hmm. favorite tools. And just to make sure here before we disconnect, did you get the welcome text by chance? It's going to say, Jonathan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Did that last?
Well, let me go back to zero here. I've got 200. Check out our new client dashboard. We all track. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. That's one of them. There's another one that should be pinging in. It's going to say, Jonathan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it's going to say, we sent everything in writing to your email. And it'll have a link where you can click here.
Yeah, I don't have, I've got a click to pricing, and I've got a click to locals, click on link. I've got a click to locals.com, SEO.
Give it a couple seconds. Yeah, it'll probably ping in within about a minute or two, but as soon as you get that, just open it up. It just has everything in writing, everything we talked about.
Okay.
Price, yeah, $149 instead of fee. Mm-hmm. And other than that, I mean, welcome to the team. I'm also going to resend over a YouTube video of the tracking and reporting dashboard, so you can kind of check that out. It's one of my favorite tools, like I said, and it's a 4-minute-long video, so you kind of see exactly how to maneuver and how to track everything that we're doing for you. And other than that, I mean, I know you're going to love it. If you ever need anything, feel free to call me. And other than that, just be responsive here Friday in between 5 and 6 to finish up that technician call. It shouldn't take no more than about, I don't know, 15, 25 minutes with the technician, okay?
Okay. All right, I'll put that on my phone, your schedule. Then.
Yeah, absolutely. You're also going to get an email schedule request as well. Yep, it's 5 and 5 and 6. Yeah, if I don't talk to you by then, also have a wonderful weekend, and thank you again for choosing Local Splash.
All right, we'll talk to you, bye.
Yes, sir. Goodbye. Mm-hmm.